If you could turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 1 says this: "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away." Verse 7 is really my topic. Ever learning, ever coming to church, ever being in Bible study, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. If you could bow your heads with me. Lord, we just ask you, oh God, to just let your presence continue to manifest in this service, that you will touch every heart, oh God, that this word will find good soil. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. If you could turn to someone, shake their hand and say, "I'm glad I'm here." You may be seated in Jesus' name. The thought I would have, which is going to be real short, is stuck in grade school. Stuck in grade school. I don't know if they do it now, but years ago, if you didn't pass, they used to keep you back. I don't know if they still do it. But it seems to me there's some Christians that are stuck in grade school. Verse 7 says, "Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth." You know, coming to church for months, years, and still in the same spiritual position. You know what? You're stuck in grade school. You must not want to move up to high school. You must not want to graduate. You must not want to get somewhere. But it's time to stop being stuck in grade school. Paul, writing to Timothy, says, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." That's how we know we're in the last days, because certainly this is perilous times. People are going out there and buying guns like, you know, it's going out of fashion. There's 300 million guns, and I think there's only 292 million people. And some people have dozens because they're afraid. Because perilous times have come. You don't even know if you go out to the mall if some crazy person isn't going to shoot it up. The world is getting into a panic. We know that we are living in the last days. This is not the time to be stuck in grade school. Paul says to Timothy, ever learning, come into Sunday school, can't quote a single verse, can't quote a scripture to defend themselves. Don't be stuck in grade school. It's time for you to grow spiritually. The Bible says it's time to leave the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands. It's time for you to start eating some meat, some spiritual food that is going to make you stronger. It says in a modern translation, verse 5, having the form of godliness but denying the power thereof. In the good God's Words translation, it says they will appear to have a godly life, but they will not let its power change them. You know, that's so sad that people will be coming to church. The Bible says two will be in the bed, the one will be taken. Two will be in the field, the one will be taken, because somebody is stuck in grade school. They've been going to the classes, but not really listening. They've not let the word really impact them. They're just going through the motions. Maybe they're coming because they think it's a social club. Maybe they think it's because they can see their friends. But I want to tell you now, the Bible says perilous times has come. It's time for you to get out of grade school. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15, "And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." I'm telling you, if it was just feeding and teaching alone that did it, this church should be 1,000. But unless you get out of grade school, and unless you let the word find somewhere good for it to settle, you're not going to be blessed. We've been talking about blessing. Last week we talked about obedience, the path to blessing. This week we talked about humility, the place of blessing. But if I was to ask some people what scriptures they could quote, they're still stuck in grade school. Now, I know it's getting quiet, but I'm telling you the truth. God wants us to graduate from just baptism. If you've been coming to church for more than a year, you should be able to go and pray for somebody. You should be able to encourage somebody. You should be able to lift up their hands and say, I'm praying for you. Here's a word from the Bible. Here's a scripture that's going to take you to the next level. But some of us are stuck in grade school. Jeremiah was given this word prophetically, I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. The Bible says in another scripture, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will what? Direct your paths. If you don't acknowledge him, that means get to know him. Get to take that word, not let it come in one ear and go out the other, but you need to feed upon it. You need to meditate upon it. You need to make it be inside of your stomach, just as the angel gave the scroll to John and he said, eat all of it. We need to start eating some more word. We need to start eating some more word. If you think you haven't eaten enough word, you cannot get fat on this diet. It's not gonna affect you to put on weight here, but spiritually, it'll be building you up. It'll be making you stronger. So when the enemy comes, when the devil comes, you'll be able to say, I'm not no longer in grade school. I can tell you a thing or two, devil. I have some words to lay upon you. Jesus was able to say, it is written. He had a scripture. He had the word prepared to give to the devil. Ephesians 4:11, see, the Bible tells us that God has set this up so that we can learn. He doesn't want us stuck in grade school. Ephesians 4:11, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. Why? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. I'm going to step on some toes this afternoon. We have a great crowd this afternoon. But where were you in Sunday school? You know what? You're going to be stuck in grade school if you don't come to the lessons. Because Jesus did more teaching than he did preaching. To preach is just to proclaim a truth. But to teach is to get you to learn something that's going to get you out of grade school. It's time that we took the whole word of God. Not just the parts we like. Not just the evangelistic service. But we show up for Sunday school. Can I get an amen? Amen. All right now. We need to get out of grade school. And you're not going to do it when you skip class. You know, most of these high schools, they have a truant officer. And when you don't come to school, the truant officer comes to your house. Well, you know, in this world, there is a truant officer. He's called the devil. And he's going to be coming to your house to see how much word you have got in you. Because the Bible says that it's through the word of God that you're going to be able to overcome. The only weapon you have been given is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. You know, the reason why I know my Bible is because someone taught me. I came to Sunday school from a little child, so I can remember some of the words that were given to me. Ecclesiastes 12, right? Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say. I learned that in Sunday school. I'm so glad I had a teacher that sat me down, made me memorize the word of God, so that when I'm depressed, when I'm down, I can think of a word. I can think of a scripture. I can say he will never leave me nor forsake me. See, I don't want to repeat a grade. I don't want to be stuck in grade school. See, you can all fool me, but you can't fool God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Bible says actually we're supposed to avoid such. From such, turn away. See, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. See, some people don't want to change because they're comfortable with the way things are. They don't want to change. They don't want to really let the word move on them because it means they're going to have to live their life differently. They're going to have to give up some things. Maybe give up some friends. Give up some attitudes. Maybe they're going to have to sacrifice a little bit. Maybe they're going to have to get up a little bit early to get to church. They'd rather be stuck in grade school. After a while, it kind of gets embarrassing when you see this 6-foot guy and there's all these, you know, 4-foot grade school kids around him. What's his story? Well, he's stuck in grade school. Spiritually, some of us may look like that. If God could give us a spiritual mirror, maybe it would scare us to death. It would motivate us to say, I want to get to the next grade. I want to get to the next level in God. I'm tired of the devil beating me up. I'm tired of them making fun of me because I'm stuck in grade school. It's time for you to get the whole word of God and start living up to the level that God has called you to be overcomers, to be a son of God, to be a child of the King. Not a wimpy little first grader stuck in grade school. Amen. See, some people are so comfortable because you don't have to learn much. You can just cruise along. You know, the smart ones, they cruise along. It's not hard for them, you know. But funnily enough, they're still cruising along, and they're 16 and 17, and they're cruising along. And by, it's the hare and the tortoise. The people who had to struggle and fight, they're the ones that are graduating. They're the ones that are making it. And the people who thought they had it all together and had it so good, they're the ones that are stuck in grade school. See, the reason why is because they haven't really had a change of heart. Ephesians 4:18 says this, having the understanding darkened. Because if you had any sense, you won't want to be stuck in grade school. No, you want to be out. You want to be earning a living. You want to be doing something. You want to be making the big money. Spiritually, God has called each one of us to do something. He doesn't want us stuck forever learning the same thing. But Ephesians 4:18 explains it. It says, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance. See, you know how you become ignorant? Because you don't want to hear the truth. You don't want to hear the truth. It's always somebody else. Well, teacher, it was him. They did it. They were, you know, throwing the spitballs. It wasn't me alone. Blame someone else for why everything's going in my life. It was my parents. It was my brother and sisters. They were mean to me. You see, that will work for a while, but eventually the Bible says everyone is going to have to give an account for yourselves. I was digging up some old moving stuff, and I came across my reports. Do you know at the end of the year, end of the semester, the teachers write a report? We are going to have to give an account for everything we do. And I was looking at some of them. Has more potential. Could apply himself some more. You know what they write. I was close to being stuck in grade school. But you know what? Something motivated me. Something got a hold of me. And I said, I don't want to be stuck in grade school. I don't want to just have the potential. I want to have the reality. You see, God has given each one of you, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, such great potential, such great gifts. But the teacher has to write, has potential, but won't apply himself, won't apply herself. It's time for us spiritually to get out of grade school. God has given us such great and exceeding promises. It's time for you to say, this message is for me. Because I'm telling you, this message is for me. I don't want to be stuck in grade school. I want to be growing. I want to be moving. I want this church to be dynamic. I want the word of God to be manifested with signs and wonders. I want the love to be shown. I want the world to know us because of our love one to another, for our worship, for our power in the Spirit. But it won't happen if we're stuck in grade school, if we're waiting for someone else to do it for us, if we're waiting someone else to come to church on a Sunday morning. I'm just going to the evangelistic service. I like that better. You're missing out. You're missing out. As I've said so many times, the Word of God is not a buffet. You can't pick and choose which parts you want. You have to eat the whole Word. You got to eat the whole Word, or else you're going to be deficient. You're going to have a vitamin deficiency, a spiritual vitamin deficiency. You're going to be stuck in grade school and no son. Verse 20 of Ephesians 4:18 explains, but he have not so learned Christ. That's not the example that Christ has given us. He said that Cain's offering was not accepted because it wasn't his best. He just showed up. He just showed up. He just said, well, I'm going through the motions. I'm the firstborn. I'm going to get the blessing anyway. I'm just going to show up. But God wasn't pleased with his offering. Let's stand. Let me give you the example. Jesus himself. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8. Though he were a son, Hebrews 5, verse 8, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience. Do you know Jesus in the flesh learned? The Bible said he grew. It's only a dead thing doesn't grow. Only a dead thing stays the same year after year after year after year. Don't get stuck in grade school. I want to get my diploma. I want that when my name is called, I get to march across the stage. I get to go to the heavenly prize giving. I get to see my heavenly Father say, "Welcome, thou good. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over some few things. Now I'm going to make you master of all these things." It's time for us to graduate. This may not be the season for this message. It's not in the spring, but I'm telling you, perilous times are not coming. They have come. They are here now, and it's time for us to get out of grade school. Hebrews 5:8 says, "Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience." How? By the things which he suffered. Sometimes the reason why we have so much suffering is because it's like we don't learn. One would hope that once you've touched the stove once, you don't have to touch it several times to find out it's hot. Sometimes the most painful lessons teach us the quickest. You learn that as a little kid, you don't touch hot things. And then as you grow up, you hope that you keep that lesson. You know not to touch hot things. It's time time for us to get out of grade school. Some of us have been in grade school too long. It's getting embarrassing. The kids are starting to say, "Mister." Spiritually, we need to graduate. God has got a plan and a diploma for you. He wants your life. As we enter into 2016, this is the time when people make all kinds of resolutions. I'm not going to eat this. I'm going to lose weight here. I'm not going to do this. But God wants us to make a commitment that's more than just a resolution. His wasn't a one-time thing. But when he said it's finished, it was for eternity. It's time for us to get out of grade school. God has given us spiritual gifts, but many of us just are quite comfortable to coast along. Presence of the Lord is here. I just felt it in the worship. I could tell there's an anointing in here. And it doesn't have to be with what I've preached. All you have to do is right now make up in your mind that 2016 is going to be different from 2015. That's all you have to do. It's as simple as that. All you have to do is to choose, "I am not going to let the devil get me in the ways he got me in 2015. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. I am not going to let the devil defeat me in the same ways he defeated me in 2015. Because if he does, you know what that means? You're stuck in grade school. I'm going to the next class. I might have new trials, new temptations, but I'm overcoming those ones, the old ones. I'm done repeating the same class over and over again. I'm done associating myself with the same loser friends who don't care about God again. I'm speaking to someone. Hope you're listening, or else next year you'll be hearing the same message because you've been stuck in grade school. I'm going to leave the same places I've been going over and over again. We don't want Ephesians 4:18 to be fulfilled in our lives. It says, having the understanding darkened. You know, no matter how much the gospel is preached, the word is taught, the fantastic word of God, the beauty, it says some people have their understanding darkened, being alienated from a life of God through ignorance. In another scripture in 1 Peter, it said about the people before the flood, they became willingly ignorant. You know what that means? They chose to ignore God. That's not very smart. Because what if God chooses to ignore you? Another scripture says if he were to withdraw his breath, all flesh would perish. It's time for us to choose to graduate and stop being stuck in the same spot year after year. I'm done. The altar is open. It's not about this message. It's about what you choose to do this year. I hope you make up in your mind, I'm going to choose, as the song says, to be a Christian. And not just the word, but indeed. I want to get all that God has for me. I do not want to spiritually be in the same place. January of 2017, I choose that I am going to be an overcomer. The devil is not going to crush me this year, but I'm going to be victorious through Jesus Christ. I am going to be an over. You can say those words. You can declare some things. You can tell Satan he's a liar, that he's been defeated, that he has no power. All he can do is try and scare you. But I am not going to be stuck in second grade next year. God has called us to new levels, new high. This church is moving forward. You can choose whether you get with the program or not. But we're going to be moving forward. We are going to see some deliverances in this place. We are going to look for God's blessing. Most of all, for some souls. We're going to get to some new heights of worship. And I believe that God is going to do a new thing. In the Old Testament, he said, I'm going to do a new thing. Something that hasn't happened before. Somebody's going to be shocked. But I declare it and I believe it. Because I stand upon his word. That I refuse to be in grade school anymore. I'm moving to another level. Hallelujah. We're going to close this service with a prayer. And I said, it's not about my message. It's about what you choose to decide. You have to have an absolute made-up mind that doesn't depend upon me. You have to have a made-up mind. I'm going to have victory in 2016. I'm not letting the devil sidetrack me. And whatever that takes, if you will make it up in your mind right now and say, Lord, whatever that takes, he's going to help you. You will not be by yourself. God has a plan for your life. You have to accept it and say, I'm getting out of grade school. If you could bow your heads with me, all of you, everyone that's here, if you could just stretch your hand to the people at the altar right now,